Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, this one is sure to make you upset. If it doesn't, there's something wrong with you. So during the debate, Joe Biden made a statement that was not just incorrect, it was a flat-out lie. And this is the statement. I quote Joe Biden, "Truth is, I'm the only president this century that doesn't have, this decade, any troops dying anywhere in the world like he did." End quote. So Joe Biden said that no troops have died under his watch since he's been president. He forgets the 13 soldiers, men and women, that died during the debacle of a withdrawal from Afghanistan at the airport. You remember those 13 service members who died? Yeah, they died because of him and his failure during that withdrawal. Also died because of really poor policy. So if you remember, one of the members of that team of people saw the bomber, could have shot the bomber, called, requested permission to do it, and it was so delayed, or I can't remember if it was delayed, or they just told him no, and then the bomb went off and killed all those civilians that they were trying to evacuate, and all 13 of those service members. So Joe Biden thinks you're an idiot, because he said no troops died on his watch, and he's forgotten, obviously, about those 13 people. So that's bad enough in itself. But what the White House did to, and what they said to walk this back and make it not seem so bad, is even worse. So this headline, White House says Biden cares deeply about the troops after false debate claim that none have died on his watch. So you've seen Corinne Jean-Pierre. She's the White House press secretary. She said that his debate night blunder, in which he claimed no U.S. troops died under his watch, was made because of how deeply he cares about service members. So you cannot spin this in any way that makes it sound correct. But here's what she said. I quote, "The president was making a comparison between how many service members have died under his leadership versus in previous years. That's what the comparison that he was making. He was doing that because he cares so deeply about them and their families and wants to keep troops safe." That doesn't say he's an idiot. He told a lie. We have had troops die, including the three that died recently in Jordan from a drone attack. Don't forget about them, and there's others, but that's despicable, inexcusable, and grotesque.
Securing America.
In a major reversal for President Biden, the administration will now help deport U.S.-bound migrants before they even reach the border, striking a deal with Panama to screen and deport migrants at the Darien Gap, the only land crossing between South and Central America, and a major stepping stone for migrants who often fly into South America. Some 520,000 migrants used the gap last year. Here's Wilson Center's Beatrice Nice.
What they're hoping is that by the end of the year and the next few months, migrants will say, you know what, it's just not worth me doing this.
President Biden's new approach, limiting asylum, capping arrivals, enlisting Latin America, is not unlike President Trump's regional approach, asking Guatemala and Mexico to tighten their borders to strengthen ours. In this deal, Panama does the screening and the U.S. taxpayer foots the bill for all flights across the globe. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Liberal Senator John Tester pretends to be just an everyday everyman, but yet he's racked up over $1.2 million in restaurant bills at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. You know, I'll tell you what, that's why I'm really glad I went through Billings' last diet. Because, you know, man, I got back from my last deployment. I was putting on the pounds and couldn't get them off. And, you know, the thing is when you get in that lifestyle where you just eat too much, it also gets to be really expensive, especially with the John Tester Biden inflation that we've got going on right now. So thanks to Billings' last diet, not only did I lose 33 pounds in under 3 months, I've kept it off 4 years later, but I'll bet you I've saved a lot of money. I've saved a lot of money where I'm not just going to get fast food because I feel like I need to eat right now. You save money, you lose weight. But more importantly, it's about your health. It's about being around for your kids and your grandkids. Check it out. It's the program that works. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751.
Hey, Aaron Flint with Montana Talks. We've got some great coverage for you here throughout the 4th of July week. We've got some great guest hosts who are going to be in here. David Noble, George Blackard, a little Freedom Friday action, and much more. Plus, we take your phone calls. That's the best part of Montana Talks. It's the show where you get to talk. It's the show where you get to hear what other folks across Montana have to say and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. Call in or message us on the app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I'm being told now the phone lines are completely down. So I guess you're going to have to listen to me for the next hour and 45 minutes. Sorry about that. But, you know, we love hearing from you. So you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Or if you don't have the app, you can send an email to Travis. Travis.Lee. That's the dot. Travis.Lee at townsquaremedia.com. Travis.Lee at townsquaremedia.com. You can send him an email and we'll read that. I've got a couple of messages here from the app. One I have, Jeff and Victor. A judge is supposed to interpret and fairly apply the law. Our representative government is supposed to make the laws. Why are we allowing judges to override the legally established laws? That's a very good question. Thank you very much for that message. Also, from Clint in Bozeman, Governor Bill Babcock created legislative services with $85,000 to deal with bills, good or bad. Now costs $2 to $3 million. He now says the worst idea. Now have 4,200 bills. How is the legislature supposed to get through all that in the time they have? Thanks for the message, Clint and Bozeman. Appreciate that. Good questions. You know, leave it to the government. They'll screw it up. Anyway, I want to read this quote one more time. Joe Biden, the current president. Truth is, I'm the only president this century that doesn't have, this decade, any troops dying anywhere in the world like he did. That's what he said in the first presidential debate a week or so ago. So, Corinne Jean-Pierre, I don't know how anybody could possibly do that job and do it as long as she has. Even Jen Psaki, she didn't make it the whole term of president. She stepped down after a while. Now she's making big bucks over on one of the left-leaning news sites. But this Corinne Jean-Pierre, she's hanging in there. She said this, and this kind of makes me angry. Let's not forget that for some time, he carried a card in his pocket about how many service members were wounded and killed in Iraq and in Afghanistan. That's how much it was a reminder to him, you know, the times that we live in. That's his job. That's his job, to know how many troops have died, been injured in our wars. I mean, the fact that he's carrying a card with that on it doesn't say anything about him. That just says he's doing his job. What, does he not carry it anymore? Apparently not. But see, they try and spin it in a way that it doesn't sound as bad, but you cannot make that kind of lie not sound bad. That is the president we have right now, president of the United States, the liar in chief. I mean, unbelievable, unbelievable that he would say that and get away with it. You know, some things really get my blood pressure up, and that's one of them. A little change of pace here. Let's see. Washington school board president takes stand on girls' sports after trans runner win. We're excluding girls. A transgender runner previously won the girls' 400-meter sprint during a Washington state meet. So unless you've been living under a rock, you've seen a lot.
All right, we've got phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0.
I don't know. There we go. You've seen a lot of this, and you probably know that it's, I don't know why that happened, but anyway, you've seen it from Joe Rogan to the national news to it's been everywhere, but more and more it's starting to happen at the elementary and high school levels. And so now it's starting to get the attention of some people that maybe didn't care before when it didn't affect them. But when their child now is losing out on scholarship opportunities and losing out on medals that they rightfully deserve because boys or men are competing against them in female sports, people are starting to take notice. So the Kennewick School District Board of Directors strongly affirms that biological males should not participate in biological female sports. And inherent biological differences and abilities exist between biological males and biological females, and commits to protecting female sports. So this was a resolution passed in June. So here you have a school that gets it, and the people that are running that get it. There should not be boys in girls' sports. There just shouldn't. There's no excuse for it. And but here's the thing. You know, the Democrats think it's okay. They say it over and over and over again. This president supports that. He has made that clear. And I just don't see how anybody can believe that's a good thing. I don't get it. You know, it's happening more and more and more. And it's happening to younger and younger and younger people. So we need to put a stop to this madness. This is ridiculous. And you know, it's frustrating. Somebody that has children in school right now, I'm glad that my youngest is almost out of high school, because it's getting crazy and it's scary the direction this is going.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A reckoning is looming on Capitol Hill for President Biden, likely when Congress returns to session next week. Democrats are grousing about losing credibility. There's abject fear about races down ballot. But some Democrats believe it's too messy to ditch the president at this point. The worst thing which happened to congressional Democrats last week was that the House was in session the day after the debate. House Democrats faced a fusillade of questions from pesky reporters like me about if the president should drop out. The worst thing which happened for President Biden is that Congress was out of session for the July 4th recess after that. That bought President Biden time, a luxury he lacked. Watch to see how California Democrats respond to this crisis. Some believe that Vice President Harris, a former senator from California, should be the Biden alternative. A staggering 40 House Democrats hail from the Golden State alone. One senior House Democrat tells Fox the goal is to make it obvious to President Biden that he cannot survive. That would leave Mr. Biden with only one option, drop out. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. So, Travis, I'd like to save that clip until after the top of the 9 o'clock hour, and I'll go back to it and just revisit that a little bit. Here's one that is interesting, I believe. AI, artificial intelligence, if you're paying attention, you've heard a lot about this recently. This story from Breitbart is happy fourth from big tech. Google's Gemini AI chatbot spews anti-American garbage on America's birthday. So you might remember that this AI, of course, all of this is initially programmed by people. And if you have a bias when you program this, then the AI will have the same bias. You might remember that the guy that was in charge of this program was fired, I believe. And maybe I could be wrong. At least he's not there anymore. But after they fired this up, it became very obvious that there was some tomfoolery going on when they designed this, because when it was asked to present pictures of our founding fathers, they had George Washington being black, and all of these historical figures were changed. So that only happens if it's pre-programmed that way from the start. That's when this thing first kicked off. So keep that in mind. But this one, this story, Google's ultra-woke AI chatbot Gemini answers questions about America's founding documents and founding fathers with anti-American bias. This according to the Media Research Center, the MRC. When asked, should Americans celebrate the 4th of July holiday? To which Gemini again replied that the question was complex with no easy answer. They went on to ask him a series of several other questions about America. One of them was, the question was, who were the good guys in World War II? The AI chatbot replied, there isn't a simple answer to who the good guys were, and went on to explain, it's complicated. Because Allied powers had their own interests and geopolitical goals beyond simply defeating fascism. Well, okay, let's say they did, and obviously they did. But if you defeat fascism, you cannot leave a void there. We've seen what happens when you defeat an enemy and leave a void. We have seen that happen in our time, these days, in the Middle East. So it's really starting to pick things apart. Let's see. It says that This one I thought was interesting because they actually got the AI to change its mind a little bit. So they asked more. They pressed harder on the notion that the answer to who the good guys were was pretty clear and simple. They said that answer is pretty clear and simple, who the good guys in World War II were. And the AI responded, "You're right. There's definitely an argument to be made that the Allied powers were the clear good guys in World War II. So it starts by saying it's complicated, starts by saying the Allies had their own agendas and making it sound bad. But then when they said, "Hey, AI, it's pretty clear and simple," the AI agreed with them. So I found that interesting. Another one was, and this is funny how they word this, and I'm going to point something out to you here too, because again, I don't believe everything I read and I don't agree to the way everything is done. So it says, another question they asked was, "Is the Communist Manifesto more important than the U.S. Declaration of Independence?" The chatbot replied that it's complex, adding that the answer depends on one's perspective. Gemini then offered arguments for and against both documents, bizarrely equating the Declaration of Independence to the Communist Manifesto. Okay, did you see what happened there? They asked it a question. Is the Communist Manifesto more important than the U.S. Declaration of Independence? They're the ones who compared the two. They're the ones that asked the question. So then they can't turn around and say, well, it bizarrely equated the two, because it was given that information to start with. Here are two documents. Which one is more important? You can't then turn around and say, see, that's this political crap that politicians are so good at. So they offered arguments for and against both documents. The third question, should they celebrate the 4th of July? It's complex with no easy answer. Here we go. The chatbot offered reasons to reconsider celebrating Independence Day. It also claimed the 4th of July is not inclusive for all, adding, "For some, particularly Native Americans and African Americans, the holiday might be a reminder of past injustice." Well, you know what? Damn it, if you're an American, then Independence Day is for you. It's for you. It's for all those freedoms that you enjoy. And even if you're not an American and you're in this country and you're living here, taking part in our society, all the benefits that our government gives you, you should be thankful for Independence Day because you are benefiting from it as well. So this nonsense about it might be offensive to some people, I'm not buying it and I'm not prescribing to that at all, because everybody benefits from what happened then when we gained our independence. So not buying into that. Let's see. There was something that I went right along with this. Travis does such a good job putting news stories in front of me on here that sometimes I get them lost and my highlighter gets lost and I lose it. But keep an eye on this AI stuff, because it's starting to get the attention of Congress now, because they're going to start writing bills and passing laws that pertain to AI. And if you listen to some of the smartest people out there, they are warning us right now about the dangers of AI and where this could lead to. So pay attention to this. It does affect you. And, you know, one way it can affect you, and I saw a story about this the other day, you don't have to be a genius to use AI. There are different apps and websites out there right now that you can use. I use it all the time in my job, because it helps me to craft emails. It helps me to consolidate long threads of emails, and it consolidates it down to bullet points for me. There are good things that it does, but you don't have to be a genius to use this. In fact, I saw a story the other day where there was a high school girl where some boys created fake nude photos of her using her face, and these things got passed around. They're so real looking that you would be hard pressed to tell that it is a fake. And so you can imagine what that did to that young lady. And if teenagers can do that, just think what somebody that's smart can do with it. So keep an eye on this, because it's going to affect your life whether you want it to or not. It is going to, and it's important that we pay attention to what's going on with that. I talked earlier about Hollywood types that always threaten to leave the country when so-and-so gets elected. If so-and-so gets elected, I'm leaving this country. Well, one of the most outspoken Hollywood types is Rob Reiner. You might remember him. He was a meathead on Archie Bunker, right? That's who he is. He's had a pretty big career in Hollywood as a producer and director and all this other stuff, actor. But this is the type of crazy vitriol that I was talking about that people will believe, and then it somehow becomes fact. So Rob Reiner said, if Trump wins, this will be our last real Independence Day. This might be our last 4th of July ever if Trump retakes the White House. Let's see. On Friday, the day after the campaign event, Reiner acknowledged that the debate was a disaster for Biden. But he also doubled down on his support for the incumbent, claiming that Joe is still a good, decent man who cares about his fellow Americans. By at least one account, Reiner was screaming during the live CNN debate as Biden froze up a number of times and had difficulty completing sentences. The filmmaker remains one of Biden's biggest Hollywood fundraisers. It's important to know that. So here's a guy who's anti-Trump, but he's also one of the biggest fundraisers for the incumbent. He participated in at least two Biden fundraisers in the wake of the debate. Let's see. So, you know, here he is. He's saying that our country is collapsing if Donald Trump becomes president. And don't get me wrong. I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump. I'm not. I don't like either one of these two. I wish there was somebody else there. But, you know, that's who I currently have to deal with. So, you know, here he is. He's spewing this stuff. Some people are going to believe it because he has a platform and a ton of followers on X, formerly known as Twitter, and people that believe everything he says. So that's where this kind of garbage comes from. People like that. People that, you know, somehow have made a name for themselves, and they get people to follow them, and people that just blindly follow what they say, believe everything they say, and take it as truth when, in fact, it's opinion. But isn't that a lot of what the media is? You're listening to me right now, and I've got a lot of opinion about this, but I want you to research everything and make up your own mind.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how in most of these other so-called news outlets, they never ask any tough questions of liberal Senator John Tester? This guy's responsible for shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. Colstrip 1 and 2 shut down. Now they're going after 3 and 4. He isn't doing squat. He's responsible for the wide-open invasion on our southern border. And yet, look at the way these media outlets pander to John Tester. We ask the tough questions. You get to call in Montana Talks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Thanks for sticking around, everybody. It's great to have you listening today on this Freedom Friday, also Red Friday. Remember, everyone deployed. It's a beautiful day out there, at least here in Billings. There's not a cloud in the sky. Well, way down there on the other side of the mountains, so that's a long ways away. But it's a beautiful day. The temperature is going to be great. And it's a great Friday heading into a weekend. So hopefully you had a great Independence Day, had some fun. I know that it was loud in my neighborhood last night. For a city that doesn't allow fireworks, there were a hell of a lot of fireworks going off. It was nuts. But I hope everybody had a safe holiday and everybody made it through with all their fingers and other appendages. So this one, so I kind of want to mix it up or switch it up a little bit here. We get so damn concentrated on politics and all that, but that's what the show is about. And since nobody can call in today, unfortunately, because our phone lines are out, you can, however, send us an email to Travis.Lee, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, dot Lee, L-E-E, at townsquaremedia.com. Or you can use the Montana Talks app and send us a message that way as well. So this one, if you're a wine drinker, listen up, because this could affect you a little bit, maybe. California wine growers on edge over pest that could devastate lucrative industry. So everybody knows California has a ton of requirements and forbidden things, and they make it difficult in industry to do a lot of things. And this may affect the wine industry as well. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers is urging other wine growers to be on high alert for spotted lantern flies. So this bug is big, and it's the problem with it is they can treat a lot of other pests. They have the ability to do that with different methods, but they really don't have any way to deal with this spotted lantern fly. California produces about 80% of all the wine in America, and is the fourth largest wine producer in the world. So this could be devastating to their economy, devastating to those grape growers and wineries, and it's difficult. And, you know, if you don't like wine, I guess that's okay too. Doesn't matter. But it's a $73 billion industry, and it could suffer greatly because of these pests. So keep an eye on that. Wine prices might be going up. Stuff might be harder to get. So lantern bugs. Keep an eye on that. Anyway, let's see. We talked about, I had a story. Sometimes during the week, I will email things to myself and remind me to talk about them on the radio. This one is a good one. This is an unhinged Democrat. I'm telling you, this is nuts. I can't believe they say stuff like this and then they get ticked off at a Republican or Donald Trump or somebody else for something they say, telling them they're crazy. But this headline is Democrat floats theory Biden could dispatch military to take out conservative justices under immunity ruling. So she's against the immunity ruling, who they think will only benefit Donald Trump, when actually it'll benefit Joe Biden just as much and every future president. But see, they're so short-sighted. They're like this with all kinds of things. And they forget that this could also apply to their guy. But this California lawmaker questioned if President Biden could send the military to take out conservative Supreme Court justices and be immune from punishment in light of Monday's presidential immunity decision. This is Representative Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California, who floated the theory as a hypothetical scenario while on MSNBC reacting to the Supreme Court decision. So this is what I'm talking about today. She says something that is totally ludicrous and insane, but because someone saw it or heard it on national television, they're going to believe it. They're going to believe that that's what could happen and that they need to do that because Trump's such a bad guy that, you know, Biden needs to retaliate. But of course, he's not going to do that. And the point she's making is, well, if they're immune from everything, what if they did this? Well, that is ridiculous. And that's her point. But, you know, she's going to an extreme there because that wouldn't happen. But that's what gets these rumors going. That's what gets people to start believing this garbage. And for a member of Congress to do something that's irresponsible, it is completely irresponsible. But, you know, they do it all the time. They do it all the time. You know, what was it, Travis? I can't remember. In Congress, when it comes to voting, the Democrats got mad because the Republicans used some method in this vote. And they're just raising holy hell about it. And they're mad as could be because the Republicans did this. And our democracy is under threat. Well, then it turns out the Democrats have used the same policy more than the Republicans over and over and over and over again. But see, they forget about that. Well, that's not this time. We don't like it now because it's not our deal. We're not in power. So, you know, that's what they do. And that's how they keep us confused, is they keep throwing around this garbage and people believe that. And they don't see later on the follow-up that says, well, Democrats have used that more than Republicans. And I'll go the other way, too. Republicans do the same thing. I'm not saying it's always Democrats, because if you ask me, there's just about a penny's difference between all of them. But that is how they do it. Say something crazy, get you to believe it, because, hey, that's incredible. That's incredible. I can't believe that. Well, you shouldn't believe it, but that's what they do. And then later on, the truth comes out quietly and on page 10 or late at night or whatever, because the mainstream media, they don't want to push the truth unless it's exciting. That doesn't get clicks. That doesn't sell newspapers. That doesn't get people to tune in. So they like to float these theories, conspiracy theories and all this stuff out there, because that's what keeps people engaged. If they were always telling us the truth, you know, I don't know, though, if they told the truth all the time, maybe they'd sell more newspapers. I mean, I don't know, but that's kind of the way it used to be, sort of, before the government took over and started running the mainstream media. And if you don't think that's true, you need to go do a little research, but, and do it. Don't take my word for it. But since people were printing news, it's always had a slant. It's always been slanted to the view of the person writing the story. Now, it may not have been as much, but, you know, it's always been there, I believe. Because, hey, who's going to buy your newspaper if it's boring and just full of facts, right? So, I don't know. You be the judge of that as well. Let's see. You know, Travis, there seems to be... I had a note just now. Travis put a note up there. He goes, your highlighter's to your left. When I mentioned I lost the highlighter, line one is me to do a live phone test. You want me to pick it up and see if you're on there? All right. Well, let's try it. We're testing this out. You're front row center of this to see if it works. Are you there, Travis?
All right. Am I on the air?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you at all here. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Still not working. Sorry about that, folks. But we've got a tech in there. We got Travis. They're working on it. There was a power outage. And when that happens, these boards are very big in these studios. And some things like reset, some things turn off that we're on, some things turn on that we're off. And it can be a major evolution to get these things back online. So I appreciate our tech and Travis, both their efforts to get this thing up and going, because it's not an easy thing to do, for sure. So thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that. Well, send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Send us an email, travis.lee@townsquaremedia.com. We will read your comments on the air. We will see if we can get the phones working. And, you know, we got just over an hour left to go. And we'll be right back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Biden lied to the American people. Well, 51 former intel officials, you know, all say it has all the fingerprints of a Russian disinformation effort. You mean the 51 former intelligence officials, none of whom ever looked at the laptop, none of whom knew anything about the laptop? Now that we know they have authenticated the laptop and they were contacted by FoxNews.com and asked if they regret saying something to the American people in just a few short weeks before the 2020 election that was factually inaccurate, that likely had an impact on that, the result of that very close election, none of them regret it. They don't regret it because they got the outcome that they all wanted.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
In an era of escalating social unrest, rising crime rates, safeguarding your family has never been more critical. Now introducing the Burner, the less lethal pistol launcher. It's a non-lethal defense option. Now, it's developed by common sense gun owners who value the power of choice. This device enables you to de-escalate dangerous situations effectively without the finality of lethal force. Burner offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends and protecting the user, delivering formidable stopping power to deter any aggressor. The Burner is ideal for those wary of traditional firearms. It provides an effective self-defense tool without deadly consequences. It's legal in all 50 states. No background check or permit required. It can be shipped directly to your door. It is an essential tool for responsible, non-lethal protection. Burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You also get 10% off any purchase. Stay safe with Burner, where smart defense meets innovation.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Beartooth Harley. And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TravelAgency.com. Travel Cafe, helping Montanans travel the world for 25 years.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit Stop Text.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Ellolite and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so phone lines still aren't working, but if you want to call in, you can. Travis will take a message, but remember, he's handwriting these notes, and even if he were typing, he could only type about 20 words a minute, so you got to keep it brief and to the point, but you can do that because we will go that extra mile and make that effort so that you can be heard on Montana Talks. It's the show that you run because you make the decision of which way the conversation's going to go. So I have a good story here. I've had enough of these garbage political stories, but this one is immigrant shares his love of America on Independence Day in charming video message of gratitude. With an American flag draped across his shoulder and an infectious, joyous grin, the man shares his message of gratitude and how he embraced the American dream to build a better life for himself and his family. Travis, let's run that clip.
Soon, it'll be America's 248th birthday. I came to America in 1976, which is America's 200th birthday year. Since then, I started with the paper boy and the busboy at the restaurant. I saved the money, and I opened up the dry cleaner. And then for 20 years, I started the dry cleaner. I went shopping plaza. I came to America. I don't know how to speak English. Still don't know how to speak English, but never give up learning English. And also, Mrs. Rice's birthday is on July 4th, and she got July 4th and American citizenship. Thank you for America. Long as you work hard, you save money. For me, this is the best country in the world. I want to say thank you and happy birthday to America.
Wow. There you go. Well, I mean, I don't know what else you can say. How about that? That's an immigrant success story. He comes in, he starts selling papers, then he's a busboy, he saves his money, opens a dry cleaners, and now he built a shopping plaza. The guy didn't even know how to speak English, but America afforded him that opportunity to make the money and succeed. He worked for it, he worked hard. He made it happen. And, you know, there's somebody that loves America right there. And here we have professors and colleges and teachers that are telling our children not to love their country, that we're that bad, that they shouldn't be proud to be from America, that they shouldn't live in a terrible country. And these are people that supposedly have educations. These are college professors and teachers and that. Yeah, that's garbage. But there you go. I would take this guy's word for it over any teacher that says this is a terrible country because it's not. It's a good country. It has its problems. I mean, it does. Every country does. It is not easy to run a country like this. It's tough to do, but I believe we can do a better job. I believe Congress should do a better job. And I believe in holding Congress as a whole accountable for the state of our nation because it's on their watch. You don't get to go there representing your state and then say, well, it was bad because we were the minority or it was this or that. Guess what? You're there. You're voting. You have a say. You could go around, talk to people, do all that. I know it's difficult and it's hard, but you know what? If you're going to take that job and get rich doing it, then you need to be held accountable. And you played a part in the current state of our nation, and you should be held accountable for that. We got a message on the Montana Talks app from Joe in Billings says, pay the bill. Talking about the phone bill. Pay that phone bill. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. But we got two people working really hard on getting that going in there. And I'm sure it'll be up and going by Monday when Aaron gets back, because he's the regular guy and he knows what he's doing.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economic research seems to have rules and customs just like anything else. And the custom, for some reason, when people look at the way that income is distributed between rich and poor, in most research, has been to consider pre-tax income from work and investments, and to ignore the effect of taxes and government transfers. The research that gets the attention, that is, because the story that gets loudly reported from this research custom is that the upper 1% of the earners are getting more and more of the economic pie. This gets easily transformed into cries that capitalism is broke and the rich are getting away with murder. What happens if you break with that custom? That's what one pair of researchers did recently, and their findings undo much of the story. Two federal government economists found that accounting for taxes and transfers, that the inflation-corrected income of all earners has risen, and that the after-tax share of income captured by the top 1% has hardly budged since 1960. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.